This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On, coming to you from Lucky Dogs Ranch here in Cold Spring. Just keep loving, just keep trusting. That's our mantra for today. Frankenberry, my orange cat, is peeking at us. Beatrice.
Oh, hey, Beatrice. Funny cat sounds back at you, orange cat. Oh, by the way, if your mom is wearing black, don't rub up against her leg. Then she'll need one of those roly sticky things. Or a dude's workaround, you know, duct tape. All right, be good, Beatrice. Meow.
She makes this little sound like, Alrighty. So listen, friends. The dogs were just going nuts because the oil truck was here again, filling up the oil tank because of this crazy winter. It's not crazy. It's just like how winters used to be. Remember? Of course you do. We all do. But you know what the funniest thing is? You know, for 1.5 million years, I drove to the radio station every morning in all of these snowstorms, often before the plows came out. And of all those years, like 23 years of morning radio, I think there were only 3 days where it was like really, you know, white knuckles. You get used to it because there's no other cars on the road. It's pretty okay, right? But driving in the snow in rush hour, coming home from work on like a Thursday at 5 o'clock, no fun at all. These people don't understand. I'm going 30, maybe 25. Deal with that. Deal with that, people. We're going to talk about that too. People and dealing with stuff. But first, I want to tell you about the wonderful retreat we had. I thought it was wonderful. I really, really thought we had a great women's retreat at Merriandale last weekend. 50 women, a handful of commuters, but most women stayed there. I think we took every bed in the house. We had 2 Rosannas and a Rosalia. We had 2 Sunnies. It was a great group. All ages, all walks of life. Made for a heck of a car wash. I'll get to that too. Behind the scenes, though, I want you to know everything went wrong. Everything went wrong, but I've done so many weekend retreats now with women that I just realized go with the flow. Just keep loving, just keep trusting. First thing that happened was the woman who was supposed to present Friday night was supposed to be this wonderful sensory women's circle where we would do, it's going to sound wacky, but we would do like self-massage. Like give ourselves a head massage, learn how to hit those trigger points. And the woman who was supposed to lead that, she got pneumonia. She's doing okay now, but she got pneumonia, like out of the blue. So I had to go onto the Amazon and buy those crazy head scratchers. You've seen them? They look like a dome. They're like 20 prongs and they form a dome on a stick and you massage your head with that. Totally different experience. But, you know, I handed out the tea and the domey head scratcher things and we made the best of it. But nobody knew. Nobody knew what was supposed to be happening, right? They just knew, oh, we're having tea with funky head scratcher things. And of course, we caught a beautiful sunset. And then the next day we had all the snow and ice, right? This winter. It's been an old-fashioned winter. I had to get the presenters in early. I was supposed to have a art class in the afternoon and yoga class with a sound bath in the evening. I had to switch that all up and put it earlier in the day so I could get those presenters in and out before the snow and ice came. And I did it. Not a big deal. Just had to redo the, you know, make a few calls, redo the schedule. But the ladies never knew that. They never knew that there was all sorts of things moving around behind the scenes. And of course, Maria was there with her chocolate fountain. That's my sister. She brings all the snacks and the goodies. And for the very first time, Lisa from Let It Shine made her appearance at a women's event. Let It Shine is basically me, my sister, and my cousin Lisa. Lisa doesn't come to a lot of the weekend events because Lisa is always getting her hair done, or she's getting her nails done, or she's getting a new tattoo, or she's going to a concert. But this particular weekend, Lisa had none of those things going on, so she showed up. Oh, she was a great help, especially in the car wash. I think I'm going to tell you about the car wash right now. I put on the schedule for the women. You know, we put the schedule in a frame. So as you're going through the weekend, you just stop by the meeting room and say, oh, what's coming up next? And in the frame for Saturday night was car wash. But the women arrived Friday afternoon, and they have no idea what the car wash is. Something I've done a time or two before. Now I'm going to tell you what it is. So they were very excited. Like everyone was trying to figure out what the car wash could possibly be. The car wash is you take two lines of women and you form, like, remember on those old dance shows, like where people would do the stroll, or think of Soul Train with two lines of people and somebody would dance down the middle. Well, that is the car wash. It can also be called the soul wash. So the women stand in two lines facing each other, and then they move their arms like they're the brushes in a car wash, right? And then they start to emote whatever the person going down through the car wash asks for. So the purpose of this exercise is, one by one, we stand at the top of the car wash in front of these two groups of women facing each other, taking up the whole long meeting room, and they're waving their arms, and you have to stand at the top of that line and say, I want more blank in my life. I want more. Some people said freedom. Some people said travel. Some people said health, happiness, healing. Some people said love. Some people said sexy time. We had it all. And as you go down the car wash, here is a group of 50 women waving their arms, hollering it back to you. More love, more joy, more peace, more travel. And it is just really moving, because you have to say what you want, right? You have to ask for what's in your heart. And then you have a group of 50 smiling faces agreeing with you and tossing it back to you and, like, polishing you up with the joy of asking for what you want and getting, like, a round of applause, you know, and in support. So that was the car wash. That was Saturday night. Now, if you come to a Shine On Women's Weekend, we don't get into the heavy stuff until Sunday. Because when you come on Friday to these retreats, who you are on Friday, the mindset that you're in, it's not how you're feeling on Sunday. After spending a weekend doing yoga, and there was an art exercise, and there was sound bath, chocolate fountain, you know, you just steep yourself in goodness, in health, happiness, joy, healing. Come Sunday, you got a little different head going on. And that's the day we open up and talk. So we were in the circle, and I don't know what led us to this point, but man, it felt like everything in the whole weekend led us to this point. But I don't remember the conversation that led Sunny to say what she said. I think it was one of the Sunnies. And she said she was at the gym and she was on the treadmill and she's listening to two other people in the gym having a conversation. One of the women, she didn't know these women, she was just eavesdropping. My favorite thing. One of the women was, you know, telling a sad tale. Like, things were going well and there was drama and she was flummoxed and she was in pain and she was asking for support. And the woman she was talking to, just said this. She said, just keep loving, just keep trusting, just keep loving, just keep trusting. And of course, I had to say, Sunny, what gym do you go to? Because that is not the talk I've ever heard in a gym. And I think Sunny goes to JCC in Lower Westchester. So if you're looking for some gym love, you can start there. But it felt like, isn't that just the perfect mantra for these times, for any times? Just keep loving. Just keep trusting. The question that I presented Friday night and Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening, I just kept presenting this question. Are we part of the divine or are we not? Are we part of the divine or are we not? And nobody wanted to answer that question Friday, Saturday morning, midday or evening. When I asked the question Sunday morning, are we part of the divine or not? And like 45 of the 50 women yelled, yes, 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 we are part of the divine. So if we are in fact part of the divine, doesn't that change everything? If we can keep that in our forefront, that we are part of the divine universe, we're part of it. We're not just bystanders. We're part of it. And if we just keep loving and just keep trusting and leave everybody else the heck alone, life shifts. Now, this part about leaving everybody else the heck alone. In the circle on Sunday, we got deep into how other people act. Deep into it. It was a lovely debate. We talked a lot about people cutting us off in traffic. And how you can have a wonderful weekend like this, right? When you're driving home, somebody cuts you off in traffic, both middle fingers go up, you drop a couple of, you know, curse words, and you say, where did that come from? That's not me. That's not who I am. Why is this in me? We talked a lot about that in many different scenarios. And the often repeated phrase was, what's wrong with people? Well, I think the comeback to that is none of our business. Right? That is really none of our business. If we keep our side of the street clean, sure, you can throw up hands and even give a face. Who said that? That was Jen. Jen said that. She was pulling out of the parking lot at work and she threw up hands and she gave a face. And who is it that cut her off but a coworker? And the next day, the coworker said, she said to the coworker, sorry, I think I gave you hands yesterday. And he said, yeah, there was a face too. We have to allow ourselves our own reactions, but then we have to let the other guy off the hook because what they do is none of our business. It's just none of our business. I think it was, I'm not going to tell you who it was, but somebody in the group said one of her practices in life is to hold the door open for people. But then she gets really ticked off when people don't say thank you. Well, now you've weaponized your own tool for loving, right? We got to be able to open the door. And if somebody doesn't say thank you, we're good because it's not about them. It's about us. I told the story about going to the post office one time. I was dating this guy. It was a long time ago. And he was waiting at home and I ran out to the post office to get stamps. It was before you could do that kind of thing online. And I came back and I was like, the woman at the post office, she wasn't very nice. You know, I said this or that or made a comment about this or that, and she didn't really respond. And the guy said, I know, honey, and those interactions really mean so much to you. And I was like, oh, dang, busted, right? Busted. I was kind of using other people out in the world to shine back to me, right? I wanted that lady in the post office to appreciate my good humor and my whatever. I wanted her to appreciate it and shine it back to me. And when she didn't, I was depressed, right? Not depressed, but you know what I mean? I was like miffed. Like, who is she not to appreciate my jovial being? Anyway, we led into a wonderful conversation about other people and not being able to control their reactions. One woman in retail talked about how people brush her off. She'll go up to people and say, hey, you know, welcome to the store. How are you today? And they'll be like, I don't want any help. And she sort of like gets in their face a little bit and says, hi, how are you today? Like tries to show them that she's just being a decent civil human being and that they're kind of being a butthead for being so rude to another human being in this situation. And, you know, we had a little bit of debate about that, too. I believe people have the right to treat you any way they want to treat you. Nobody has to be nice to us, not in any situation, not at work, not at home, not on the road, not at school, not in the post office. People can just do what they want to do. Come on. We can't police them. We can't make people different. People are going to do what they want to do. We got to get strong. And you know this. I just love talking about it. We got to get strong in our own game. We got to get strong in our own game. Of sure, have the reaction if you want to. Some days you can just brush it off. On our very best day, we can say, oh yeah, they cut me off. Oh yeah, they were a little rude, right? On our very best day, we can brush it off. But other days it sticks to us. And we got to be able to say, hey, it stuck to me. Doesn't feel great. But now I'm going to shake it off, forgive myself, and move on. Other people are just none of our business, right? They're just none of our business. So that's what we got into this week at the Shine On Women's Weekend. And I had a really special time. We're going to do it again in August 15th through the 17th. And what we plan to do at this event is to use music to dive deeper into our spirituality. Another thing that we got into on this past weekend was, if we are part of the divine, how do we connect with the divine? Ida had a great tool. You can do this writing or you can do this sitting right where you are. And that is to get in a peaceful spot, take a few deep breaths, ground yourself. And if you're writing, write down the question that you have, write down the situation that you're going through, and then connect to the divine, whatever you call that, whatever your trusted advisors, whatever, and then write down their reply. You'll be so surprised how an answer will come when we take the time to connect. You know, I've said this a million times. It's not our perfection with the divine. It's our engagement. We just have to stop, slow down, and ask. We brought up this weekend at the retreat how I'm spending a lot of time with friars now and things that friars say. And one of the things I think I shared with you a couple of weeks ago is someone in the office was saying how they were having a really bad day or they're having a lot of problems that day. And one of the friars walked by and said, "That means you're alive." I love that. That means you're alive. If you're struggling to get through the day, you're alive. You know, after you're gone, there's no more struggles. Another thing that a friar said recently, God can use our faults. I got to get more clarification about that. But it does explain why God is so darn powerful if he can use our faults, right? Because we're giving them plenty to work with. And most recently, I wanted to share with you something that a friar said that really stuck with me. He just happened to wander by the office and we got into a conversation. And what he said was, the power that we have is in our gratitude to the divine, not in our talents. The power that we have is found in our gratitude to the divine, not in our own personal talents. That was a big shazammy for me. And I can't wait to the next retreat and I can share that with some of the folks who are going to come along. Hi, it's Casey. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Just a little podcast, a little get together. And I'm grateful that I'm getting together with you this week. Okay, friends, so let me ask you the question that I asked the ladies at the retreat. Are we part of the divine or are we not? If you could consider for a moment that you are and sit with that, how does it make you feel? Kind of happy, kind of free, kind of off the hook a little bit, kind of familiar though, right? Kind of familiar. If we're part of the divine, it's nice to remember that. It's really nice to remember. And if we're part of the divine, it gets a little easier to love yourself, to let other people do their own thing, and to kind of live each day a little freer. And part of loving ourselves and feeling our divine is we can stop chasing people. We can stop chasing feelings. We can stop chasing perfection. We can stop trying to prove our worth. We're part of the divine. Right? That's a little freeing. You can breathe a little easier. And maybe it doesn't help you with the stress of the day-to-day all the time, because let's face it, even though we're part of the divine, we have to deal with the stress of the day-to-day all the time. But we can take little breaks here and there. And remember, big picture, big breath, we're part of the divine. I mean, if you think you are, you are. If you think you're not, you got to keep listening to Shine On, because I'll remind you, when we accept or imagine that we're part of the divine, it's easier to be kinder. It's easier to have more energy. It's easier to have more love to share. It's easier to have healthier relationships. It's easier to let other people off the hook. So that's why at Shine On, we love to work with women and do exercises to remember the greater parts of ourselves. One exercise we did at the weekend brought great resistance, which means it was so worth doing. And that exercise was, it was Valentine's weekend, right? We drew a heart and right away women, well, people, we don't want to get it wrong. What size heart? What shape heart? Do you want to do this in pen, in pencil, in marker? Should it be in color? And I'm like, ladies, just draw a heart. And the size of the heart will be determined by how many faults you have. And that you could just feel everybody tighten up. Nobody wants to talk about their faults. But I love to talk about mine. And one of the faults that I shared, that, you know, we're not aware of all of our faults, but one that I'm really aware of is that if something's bugging me, if a situation is bugging me, I am going to spend every ounce of my energy and mental power to figure out why it's bugging me and what is causing the bugging. And I will talk about this until the cows come home. Like, if I talk to you on a Tuesday all about this thing that's bugging me, I'm going to sleep on it. I'm going to have more details, more deciphering, more microscopic insight. And if you see me on Wednesday, I am going to follow you down the hall and tell you all of the things that are going through my mind, because I can't let something go until I've figured it out. That's one of the faults I know about myself. And then there's the ones, you know, that we're blind to. But I had women take a minute and write in their heart that they drew things about themselves that are hard to love for themselves, right? You know, we all have things that we do, maybe a little self-sabotaging. Maybe it's eating that bowl of ice cream at night, or maybe it's whatever it is that you do that you know isn't the best thing for you. And you don't like this about yourself. You don't like how this person drives you crazy or that situation makes you nuts. Write those things down. Put them in a heart. And then hold that heart that you drew and those faults to your heart. Love your monsters, right? Give yourself a break. If we are part of the divine, let's take this wonderful, loving, healing, high vibration energy that we're part of and direct it right to our own stuff and let ourselves off the hook and be kind to ourselves. If you could see something you don't like and not bury it down deep, if you have something that maybe is a past trauma that you can bring up to the surface and put a little love around it, that's where the transformation happens. It happens in awareness, and it happens in peace, and it happens in loving. We can't bleach out our faults or anybody else's. We can't scrub them away. We can't stern them away, right? We can't chase them away. When it comes to our faults, our foibles, you know, we can only love them and find a healthier place. Oh, did that exercise meet resistance? One woman in the group, a woman I love very much, says, "I'm not doing that. I know my faults and they don't define me." I'm like, oh, well, put rebellion in your heart right there. But she didn't want to look at her faults. And she explained to me later that her whole life, everybody's been pointing out her faults. She says she knows them very well. I said, I get that, but do you love them? Can you love your faults? Can you be kind even to your faults? That was the exercise. Now we're up in the stratosphere, right? When you can love the parts of yourself that other people or you yourself find unlovable, and you can sprinkle a little sunshine over there, now we got ourselves a party. Practicing self-love means to learn to trust ourselves, to treat ourselves with respect, and to be kind and affectionate with ourselves. I didn't say that. Brené Brown did. Practicing self-love means to learn to trust ourselves, to treat ourselves with respect, and to be kind and affectionate with ourselves. Brené Brown. Here's another one. Women need real moments of solitude and self-reflection to balance how much of ourselves we give away. Barbara DeAngelis said that. Women, and I think we can say all humans, need real moments of solitude and self-reflection to balance how much of ourselves we give away. All right. I just wanted to share with you some of the processes and conversations that we had at our Shine On weekend. We wrapped up with a little Reiki circle, and that was in honor of our dear friend Beryl. And then we wrapped up our Reiki circle with kind of a self-hug and a promise to treat ourselves really well. So I hope you can promise yourself that for a little bit today, you're going to treat yourself really well. Faults and all, baby. Faults and all. Ain't nothing but a thing. And I'll show you mine. You show me yours. All right. I'm Casey. Casey'sPlace.com. Thanks so much for checking in this week. I have a great guest for next week. His name is Christopher. And he's going to talk about terrible things on the internet. You know, when you check that little box that says, I agree to terms and services, he's going to tell you what that means. Oh my goodness. It's horrifying. But we'll get through it because we're part of the divine. Just keep loving. Just keep trusting. Shine on.